mucho más barata. Tienes que pagar 180 para 80 dólares durante lo mismo.
Thanks for calling Bank of Carter. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Thank you, Zach. My name is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir. I'm calling to see about the application. We just got disconnected for somehow.
Okay, yeah.
I got the
reservation code?
On the confirmation code. It's going to be 2411.
Okay, one second, please. Let me. I gotta type it in. So 2411. Okay.
Okay. 08 01.
Okay, got it.
00.
Okay.
42.
Got it.
2483.
All right. 1 second here. Okay, and is this for Madrid restaurant?
No, this is Puerto Rico restaurant.
Okay, what's the name of it?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Okay, hold on 1 second here. Puerto Rico.
My question is how much
can
I be my credit score?
You know, anywhere above right around 500, and we could probably work with you. What would you say your credit's at right now?
You say 500. It's more than 500. It's like a 520, 515,
540.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, we still have programs available for you. Just a real quick question for you, Brian. I have a new phone system here, and sometimes some of our calls have been dropped. What would be a good number in case our phone call gets dropped that I could call you back?
Oh, yes, sir. It's 904-662-8394.
8394. Okay, cool. And then, real quickly, I just want to confirm the information that we have on file for the location for your restaurant. Are you guys still at the 11233 Beach Boulevard, number 4 in Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay. And then, lastly, for the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership for the business? Is it LLC or an S-Corp?
LLC.
Okay. LLC. Well, perfect. Well, what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay. And my question is, how much money did I need to make a month?
Okay. What? So let me ask you this. What did the business do in sales last year?
No, we just started this year, so we don't have sales for last year.
Okay.
We'd
like to see, typically right around $10,000 or more a month going in and out of the account.
Okay, we make more than that. We make around $12,000.
Okay. No. Perfect. So
we make an investment to make a little bit more than money, you know.
To yeah.
Need to work on it. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking to bring on for the restaurant?
Around $40,000.
Around 40? Okay. Okay. Well, were you using that for operational capital? Are you guys expanding, or did you have to pay down some other debt, or were you bringing on new equipment, or what's going on?
Okay, we're gonna make an investment with the restaurant. It's not gonna be to pay any debt because. So far, we don't have any debt.
Oh,
so
good.
Right now, we just open most of the money that we're making is going on the weekend. So,
okay.
Trying to bring some new places, you know, for lunchtime, you know.
Okay.
Lunch, you know, so people, customers say they want to go eat us, but like they say you don't have that kind of money to pay, you know. So we want to be able to open for breakfast. And bring some new places, you know, like $8 or $9.95. $8.95 place, you know, lunchtime, you know, like the happy hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also the customer be asking to, we say, open too late, you know, more uh-huh. like to think, you know, to that kind of stuff, you know, so that's what we need that kind of money to make those kind of investments.
Sure.
To open for breakfast and be open to say more late night, you know.
Okay.
Make more money.
So part of it's going to be for salaries for people to work longer hours or stay later or be open longer?
No, not for salary. It's going to be more for investment. Because we got to make a bar, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be able to sell all beer, you know, we need to make a bar.
Gotcha.
So open money is going to be more for bar, and the other money is going to be made for equipment, you know, because when you own, a lot of people more equipment to be able to sell, lunch time, to be able to have a Friday when the customer coming in, you know, lunch people only got 30 minutes, 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
And that way we can have, the warmers, you know, to have the food warmer when they come in.
Yeah.
That we will give in the food and done with them. And also going to be, the rest going to be to open breakfast.
Okay.
We want to open for breakfast. That way we can, you know, we can bring more money. And we already worked with the numbers thing. And the numbers show we'll be able to do that. We're going to be able to make 3 times the money that we're making now.
Oh, really? Okay. That's excellent. So you could turn your profit 3 times. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That sounds
like. We're going to be able to open for breakfast. And the weekday, you know, daily, we're going to be making at least $700 to $1,000 more, you know. So
nice.
That's going to be more than.
Okay. So, yeah, it's a real simple process to see what we could make available for your business. I know that you've only been open for 8 months, but it sounds like you have the qualifications that we would need to maybe make something available for you. We have a one-page application, and then we would need to look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements for your business. And then I know that you haven't done a tax return for them this year, but if you could produce a profit and loss sheet, for up to the end of August, that would be the information that we need to see what we could make available to your business. You know, what's a good email address? I can send you out this information along with our application.
You say you need the income. What else you need?
So we need bank statements. We would need to look at a profit and loss sheet because I don't think that you guys did a tax return since the newer business. Haven't been in.
What is a profit and loss sheet? What does that mean?
So it's basically a sheet that says what the business did as far as their sales were concerned and all their expenses, basically.
So and what we can give that sheet? What I can give that sheet? I got to make one. I got to pay an accountant to do that.
What's that?
I got to make that paper. I got to pay accountant to do that paper. Where I can get that paper?
They have actually computer programs, you know, that are very, very cheap, very simple that you could just probably do on your own computer to produce a profit and loss sheet.
Okay, you said we can do that because, you know, so far the business being already 8 months, and to be honest, I don't put a penny on my pocket to pay any rent, to pay any bill, you know.
Right.
The business be paying itself.
Okay.
You know, I put all the money that I have in there, and now, to be honest, I don't like to do loans, you know. I like to put my own money, but right now,
yeah,
I'm in a position where I don't have the money to be able to make more money.
Yeah, and that's exactly what these loans are designed to do. Is they're short-term in nature. They're designed to get you a profit, get your return on your investment and get it paid off, and then, you know, move on to your next project that's going to help build the business, if that makes sense.
Yes, sir.
What's a good email address? I want to send you out some information in our application, just so you can take.
I'm gonna give you my personal one.
Okay.
It's gonna be VSMBTor, BSMBoy.
Okay.
RSMAIL, ASMApple, YSMYellow, HSMOTO, ASMNancy. Actually, answer A as in
Apple,
N as in Nancy.
Okay, so V B R A Y H A N.
Yeah, V as in Vito.
Got it.
As in Valencia. Yeah, B as in Boy, R A Y H as in Helen, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy.
Got it.
Number 112@gmail.com.
So 112 at, I'm sorry, where?
Gmail.
Gotcha. Hey, okay, Brian. So what I'm going to do is I'll put together.
One, two, okay. The number is going to be 12, okay?
So.
So 12.
12, not 112.
No, 12 only. Yeah, 12.
Okay. Brian@gmail.com. Okay. Brian, I'm going to put together an email for you of the things that we would need to see what we make available for your business. And I'll put my direct dial on there as well. So if you have any questions, you can just call me directly and I'll be more than happy to help you out. Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. And good question. The business has to be on my name, or whose name the business has to be?
Who are you, the only owner of the business?
Yeah, I'm. What happened? I'm the owner of the business. I buy it from somebody out of the business, but the business on my sister love night. But I'm the owner. You know, I have the paper that she sold me a business.
Uh huh.
He's willing to do to do the paperwork over again.
Okay, because I guess whoever the business is under now, is it officially under your sister-in-law, or is it just is it under you, or is it?
No, I believe she already put me there. I'm not sure because it's going to take a couple of months, but yes, sir. So gotta be on the whose name is shop on the IRS or where?
Yes, exactly. So that's so whoever's name shows up on the tax return, that's who we are just going to go with as the owner. How about this? Does your sister-in-law have better credit than you?
I don't know, because like I said, like I told you, she don't own it anymore. I'm the one that owns it.
Okay, I was about to say if it's officially under her name, and she does have better credit, we could possibly go through that. That way to maybe even get you some more money, just something to think about.
Yeah, bro, I don't think she's gonna be able to do it because since she sold me out, she's not the owner anymore.
Okay.
The owners, we went to the bank and to the notary,
Yeah.
To do the paperwork that I was on and everything. We got those papers.
Okay.
So, yes, sir.
All right. Well, Brian, I'm going to put together an email for you. I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes here. How quickly do you think you could get the information back to me?
The only paper that's going to kind of hold me on a little bit is going to be the one you told me, the income loss verification or income.
The profit and loss? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only paper that's going to help me out because I don't know how to do that paper. So I got to find somebody else to help me or to see how I can do that.
You know what? I'll see if I can find a link online and I'll attach that on there as well that can kind of explain how that works, if that'll help you out at all.
Yes, sir. That will help me. That will help me, please.
Okay, absolutely, man. I'm here to help you. So let me get this together for you. I'll send that out to you. And would you like me to follow up with you tomorrow or give you some couple days to check everything out and get everything together?
Yes, sir. Just give me a couple of days to go home. I got to find this paper. So we're going to be able to do it on my name? Or what we're going to do?
Yes. Yes, we'll do it under your name.
Okay, so I can send you all the paperwork. I got all the paperwork. You send me what you need, and I can send it to you. I can forward back to you.
Okay. I'll get that rolling right now, and I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes, okay?
Yes, sir. And you need 6 months on my banking statement, or you need it for my processing?
Six months of the business bank statements.
Business banking statement, not my processing. You want the banking statement?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But I'll explain it all. I'll lay it out all in the email for you, okay?
Okay, yes. Okay, I can have this paper. That way I can send it to you.
Sounds good. And then I'll give you a call tomorrow about this time just to make sure that you receive my email, if that's okay.
Oh, no, you can give me a call later on, maybe on 12, 1.
Okay, sure.
Yes, sir. So thank you, Zach. So talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Have a good afternoon, and we'll talk tomorrow. Okay, Brian, it was nice to meet you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.